The U.S. Forest Service moved forward today with plans to transition to second growth harvest on the Tongass National Forest within 16 years. The draft record of decision represents a compromise that won't leave anyone completely happy. Some groups complain the transition will happen too quickly, while others say it won't be fast enough. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
Trout Unlimited Alaska likes the decision because it protects more salmon streams, but various conservation groups are unhappy and say that the transition should be faster. On the timber industry side, Owen Graham of the Alaska Forest Association says the transition needs to slow down.
We've always agreed that there needs to be a transition, but we wanted the trees to reach maturity, which is some 30 years in the future. If they cut the trees now over the next 10 to 15 years like they're talking about, then they'll be too small to be profitably sawn in the sawmills, and they'll just end up being exported to China.
Dominic Della Sala, though, says it has worked in his state. He's a scientist with the Geos Institute in Ashland, Oregon, and also is unhappy with the draft record of decision, but his complaint is that the proposed transition is too slow and will not do enough to combat climate change.
And I think the Forest Service is missing an opportunity here because they're basing it on old school forestry and antiquated log processing techniques.
Della Sala, who advocates a transition within 5 years, says there are new technologies that will allow mills to operate profitably with young growth trees. He says Good Faith Lumber on Prince of Wales Island tested that equipment and it worked, which shows mills that are willing to adapt can survive a transition. The Tongass Plan Amendment has been in the works for a few years, ever since Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack directed the Forest Service to transition to young growth. Part of that process was the formation of the Tongass Advisory Committee, or TAC, a group of 15 representatives of Southeast conservation, tribal, and timber industry groups. Andrew Tomes of the Sitka Conservation Society was one of the TAC members representing environmental interests.
As a conservationist, I'd love to see the Forest Service get out of old growth right now. But our involvement in the advisory committee really followed this ethic of trying to figure out how to come up with a collaborative solution and make Tongass management work for all the stakeholder groups.
Tome says Alternative 5 protects high-value habitat and provides a roadmap for a full transition to young growth. He added that dissatisfaction on the part of some timber industry representatives and some conservation groups indicates that the decision is a true compromise. There has been some concern by Alaska's congressional delegation that the amendment is moving forward before a complete inventory of young growth is complete, and there is pending legislation to delay the transition. But Tongass Forest Supervisor Stewart says that is not an impediment. He says the Forest Service considered hundreds of thousands of comments on the issue, along with attack recommendations and input from scientists.
We believe we have enough information at this time to go forward with the first forest plan amendment, yet concurrently we will continue with the inventory for more on-the-ground project decisions.
And if that inventory shows there is not adequate young growth to support the industry, Stewart says there is flexibility within the Tongass Land Management Plan to evolve. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.